We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Wednesday.
Have a great Wednesday, you mother.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Let's find out what our people had to say about that.
Before we get to it, I don't know if you've had a chance to look outside. Still sunny and beautiful here. Cold, though. Chilly. Yeah. We've made the turn. We're definitely in that, like, okay, fall's here.
Yep.
Trip out.
Yeah, I definitely do not have any sun right now. That's for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if rain is going to come, but it's...
Well, rain's in the forecast for the next couple days. Like, I thought it was Thursday or Friday, but...
Well, maybe it'll hold off a day.
Right. All right, so our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. Usually these are related to the stuff we've been talking about throughout the show, so we may have to reset some of this stuff. 707, I'm a woman with thick, long hair. Recently, I've had bald spots on the top of my head. So scary.
Oh, scary.
Could be stress-related, or maybe I had COVID at some point. I freaked out. The doctor can't find anything wrong with me. Yeah, I do think that right now the amount of stress that people are under is showing through anxiety. There are physical signs, maybe even overeating or whatever, but there's
absolutely
no doubt that could easily be a stress-related thing, right?
Right. Maybe it'll just grow back. Didn't we play an ad this morning about it's like an operation chicks get to, you know, to move big patches of their hair, not the single...
I didn't hear that. That's cool.
I feel like I heard that on our station this morning, but could have heard it somewhere else.
Well,
I'm getting a nod from DeJesus.
You can't be listening to other stations while we're doing a show. Come on.
No, but you know how sometimes ads pop up on your as you're doing your research?
Sure. 415 says, some men look so good with a clean, bald head.
Others not so much.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
It's not for everybody.
Once you've decided you're just going to not be someone who's, you know, counting hairs.
Yeah.
There's a freedom in that.
Oh, I'm sure there must be, right.
And, you know, you have to just accept, however, you know, you might go to a girl who, or a guy who is saying hello for the first time, and they may be like, no, you got to have a hairdo.
Sorry.
And that is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You know, you can't
you don't
do anything about
person.
It.
Right.
But you may want to find this person who says some people look so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Some people do look so good.
Have you noticed how many young guys in their early 30s are bald now? Wasn't that way for our parents' generation? Pretty sure it's down to the crap in our food, water, and environment. No, I think people have been balding forever. I don't think that's a surprise. I think it's genetic. It's not our food, is it?
I do believe it's genetic. I don't know about the food thing. I've heard
we
go
it can
into
be
puberty
stress related
early,
and stuff
earlier
but...
because of it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, your boy's been eating normal food his whole youth. He's not, you know, you guys don't have a fast food diet, do you?
No, we're Whole Foods people.
Yeah.
But only because they're right next to us.
A study shows that you can lose your hair from unhealthy diets.
Oh, is that so?
Where you don't get the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Your body
we always gave them their Flintstones daily vitamins.
Yeah, I mean,
I felt good about that. That was the one thing I could do for them. Here you go. I'm a terrible mother. Eat your Flintstones. Chewable.
Yes, female baldness is super thinning hair is a thing for some women. And no way, peach cobbler is the best dessert ever. Or cheesecake. Yum. Oh, Costco's cheesecake is the best.
Costco's cheesecake
so good.
Is really good.
It is?
The problem is they're enormous. Like, too much. You get that for a party of 50. Everybody can have a slice. That's the problem with all their stuff. Like, Costco, the bakery there, is absolutely amazing. The croissants, so good. The scones, amazing.
It's a lemon meringue pie.
Everything is just, it's two to three times bigger than it needs to be. Just too much.
People who love food.
It's so good.
Listen to her. She's so happy.
I love Gretchen. I miss Gretchen.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a vegetable.
I used a method called shredding. That's where I took every letter, note, photo, and memento and literally shredded the whole bad relationship. Oh. Love you guys for years.
Well, thank you so much for listening. These were new words for sanitizing your social media is when you get rid of every scrap of that person. Or
sometimes that's part of the recovery process. I think I would like to think later you regret it because you realize that was 3 or 5 years of your life that you just destroyed.
Right. All the memories you could have taken about your life forward are now gone too.
Right. But, it takes what it takes to move on. 707 says, Nathan Apodaca has done ads for Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Cheech and Chong, and many other companies on his social media. That dude has plenty of money. So this is about yesterday we were talking that he proposed to his girlfriend in Vegas. And
saying,
I hope he doesn't blow through all his dough. And they're saying he's got plenty of dough.
Well, does he have plenty of dough just since his thing went viral? Or was he doing those things before that? Because he, didn't have a car. They got him a car and he had a GoFundMe page. So my guess is that he's got a bunch of money and now he's blowing through it. But maybe it'll last forever. What do I know? I know nothing, Jon Snow.
This is, everybody's got different sensibilities. I'll read this and then you can respond, though. 415 says, Sarah...
What?
Why don't your kids help winterize your house? They live there rent-free.
Yeah, they're busy. I don't know what they're doing. One of them is legitimately busy. The other one, I just, I don't want to wake them up, so. plus,
somebody
they won't do
please
it right.
Text Vinny what WAP stands for.
Don't text him that. Don't text it.
Don't I need to know?
Do you?
Don't I?
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do. We're talking about something and I don't know what it means.
I really feel like next time you're in your car, you have that song because you've got all the songs. You should just listen to that song. You need to be alone. I suppose your wife could be there, but not your kids. And you will laugh your ass off and see things in a whole new light.
All right.
That song is I was like, oh, I feel so dirty just listening to this. And I'm pretty dirty. I was like, whoa, that's too dirty for me. Ooh.
Huh.
Yeah. I've used a couple of the lines from it, though, in Dirty Talk with John. He likes it.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, a lot of great lines in there.
There's some really solid, material in there. Girls, if you're looking for new material to use. And you're not afraid of being completely vulgar. Oh, boy.
925 says, Vinny, I don't know what WAP was or watermelon sugar either. You make me feel better. Oh, good. But I do know what watermelon sugar is. I didn't know what the acronym. I don't know. Oh, someone wrote it to me. Oh, okay. Why is that? That's not that bad. That's a nice thing.
That's the nicest thing in the entire song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Yeah, but isn't it all nice?
Why don't you listen and tell me?
All right, I'll give it a listen.
Just see if it's something you'd like your kids to be listening to. I'm sure there's a lot of people out
well,
there.
Well, no,
like,
I don't want my don't kids want, to listen I don't want to my, it.
Well, listen, your kids, you can still control what they listen to. Your 13, 14, 15-year-old, you can't control that as much. And they've got the subscription to the family iTunes or what have you.
Yeah.
You just, it's not what I want my little girl, who's 12 years old, listening to, but a Luckily, I don't have one of those, so it's not my problem.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's see here.
Because it's only going to get worse. Like, I feel like they're breaking down barriers in what you can and can't sing about and have a hit song with. Like, it's... And I guess that's what music does. It breaks down barriers.
You know? Sure. So you're basically saying that song is porn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 925 says, Phil Collins' son, Nick, drummed on the Still Not Dead Yet tour. I saw him at the Chase Center on October of 2019. There were backup seasoned percussionists, but Nick Collins was on the main drum kit center stage. Phil Collins had to remain in a chair for the whole show.
Oh. Poor guy.
Yeah, someone else wrote in and said, oh, here it is. Have you seen Phil's picture lately? He's in a wheelchair and looks 100. Check pictures on the way to the Oasis rehearsal.
I don't know what that means, but... Research department.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's had a lot of his health ailments from being a drummer.
Yes, it's quite, you know, that's like repetitive, hard stress. I mean, that's, you know.
I'm having some trouble myself as I'm getting ready to go pro on my Xbox at this. Uh-huh. It's a driving game called Forza. I don't know. Anyway, I'm really good at it. I've been getting a lot of first place, but I'm having some serious hand troubles.
What are you playing with people online, like other people you're
No, I just race the cars against the cars that are there. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I beat them a lot.
Who's controlling those cars? Is that a...
I don't know. I assume, like, the computer's really good at it. It knows what turns are coming up, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're amazing at that.
Thanks.
Your kids any good at it?
No, they're terrible. 650 says, Dear God, who is she? Who is he? After five she's and he's, please reset. All right. We're trying.
You know, look.
We try.
We do try.
We're trying really hard.
Take it easy, all right? Go back and listen to the podcast. If you're really worried about it. We're sorry. Once we get started on something, it's hard to realize that people are jumping in and out, you know? That's on you.
Hi, S&V. I know it's still early, but do you know anything for Toys for Tots this year? I want to donate some brand new toys to kids in need instead of going to Goodwill. Thanks again.
They're having something at Tanfer, and I'll give you more info on that soon.
Yeah, okay, good.
We'll have whatever we're kind of lining up behind. I am sure that Toys for Tots can use your help again this year. Mm-hmm. Whether or not we're able to do anything, I just don't see us being able to do a drive in person or anything like that, but we will be aligned with something and we will get you that info.
We're pretty far removed from any kind of
Yeah, I was thinking about all the events. Possibilities.
Yeah, there's not really any handshake.
Put you guys in like a
events.
Plastic box of sorts.
I don't want to do that. That's,
come by and take pictures.
It doesn't seem fun. I like to touch
glass.
People. I don't want bulletproof glass. You know, I'll feel like a hamster, you know, in a box with air holes. Like, I just know.
You should do that. That'd be fun.
Okay, you do it too. And I'll
oh,
do
I don't. I can't go. No, I've got to stay down here.
Right. Like we do every year. Somebody's in the South Bay. Somebody's in the North Bay.
Oh boy.
We'll go ahead and get you a hamster wheel. Oh, we could get those roll around hamster balls.
We do have the technology for it. You guys have the Lucy's. You guys can get out there and, you know. But
be self-contained inside a bubble.
It's the whole interaction part that makes
it
difficult.
Put that together, Mr. Producer Guy.
Yeah.
You figure all that out.
Need you to agree with it, though. So.
I don't agree. I mean, something like that.
All right.
Nikki, get Badger Bomb or something with beeswax for your hands.
Okay. It sounds intense.
Whatever. I mean, yeah. I'm starting to feel the chapped lip thing coming on just because everything's so dry.
Anytime I'm like, I need more right now. My hands are feeling scaly. Mm.
Every time you do that, I'm like, I want to put more stuff on me.
This is really bad news. I'm afraid read this or look up what they're hinting at. Uh-oh. Vinny and Bryn, look up Blippi's past. You may or may not be surprised.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, I read up a little bit on that.
What? He's, please tell me he's not a pedophile.
No, I don't think it. I didn't go that far into it, but he.
Why? Because you got scared off?
Not so safe for work type videos, and I think it had something to do with number two. But
listen, everybody poops.
It was during the show. Yeah, I mean, it was during the show, so poop I didn't read all that much.
Fart jokes are funny.
And I kind of just stopped because I don't want to know. Like he has some pretty good educational videos that I'm happy with. I don't know. It's a tough
Such
one.
A bummer.
Yeah, it is.
But this goes back to, you know, everyone's opinion on everyone. It's like humans do stuff. There isn't a person with a clean record. If there is, yeah. I show her to us or show him to us. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Everybody's done something.
But the problem is if you do it on social media, you know, everyone's done something. But as long as it wasn't widely reported.
I can honestly say I've never done anything involving poop, so, you know.
Right. Oh,
whatever Blippi's up to, that may be too gross for me.
That might be his own thing. My mom just read the lyrics to WAP.
Does she love it?
She says, I'm not shocked, thank you. Some of those lyrics are pretty clever. Do they actually play that on the radio? Bleep, bleep.
Yeah, there's a clean version.
Yeah.
It's still too dirty to play, though.
Yeah, like, we don't play it.
Uh-huh. But you have to listen to them. You can't just read the lyric because it's the delivery.
And you got it right. You got to watch the video, Mom. You can't just read the lyrics. Just type in on YouTube. Go to YouTube. Or actually, don't even. Just go to Google. Type it in. Official video. WAP official video. It'll pop up. And have Dad come over and watch it with you.
Well, so, yeah. And have your Liquid Beads ready. I mean, come on. Is she still sponsored by Liquid Beads? Do you know?
I wouldn't know. Sponsored. I don't talk to her about that stuff.
Oh.
All
right.
Nope.
Was that a picture of Phil Collins there?
Yeah, this is the most recent.
Yeah, he's pretty busted up. That's, walking with a cane, hunched over.
Well, at least he's got money.
All right.
You know, people who wipe his ass for him. That kind of thing.
Come on, man.
What?
Sarah.
And they keep their mouth shut about it afterward. I don't want to hear that you said anything about this, you whippersnapper.
Some people are saying parents name their kids Subaru in hopes of getting a free car deal from Subaru. Others say Subaru is the Japanese word for, oh God, Pleiades or the Seven Sisters star cluster. Pleiades? Pleiades? Pleiades.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. Who can trust the texters?
Not I.
The best way to test a baby name is stand at your open front door and yell the name. If it's comfortable, it's a go. Love you guys.
That's funny. Subaru! Subi! That's the thing. You got to remember, you're gonna be shortening that up. Does a kid become Baru or just Roo?
Roo. It's cute.
Roo is really cute. What a cute name.
Roo is cute. Isn't that the name of the little girl in
Hunger Games?
Yeah, that's what I thought of too.
Yeah, Rue. I haven't thought about that name since I read that book. That's a great little name, Rue. You should have named your kids Ripley and Rue.
Well, the first one I wasn't involved in the first one. The second one, though, was mine to name, and I chickened out from going Ripley. But look.
Edie's really cute. Don't worry.
When you've been really incredibly selfish your whole life and you've been beaten about the head and neck by everyone you know and love repeatedly reminding you you're selfish and you're a pig, then you find yourself questioning everything. Like,
well, that's
am
good.
I naming her Ripley and she's just gonna hate my guts
no,
later?
You
is that what
fine.
I'm doing?
Listen, I will say this. We all said you should name that kid Ripley. Don't you blame you not doing that on us chastising you your whole life. Stop it. What? You should have named her Ripley. We all said you should. And you went Edie. That's on you. Don't you blame us for your Edie. Edie's a cute name. Don't worry. I love that name. I've known a couple good Edies, too. I know one really artistic, wonderful little girl named Edie.
You took that surprisingly personal. It's something that's been going on much longer than I've known you,
yeah,
young
well, you were
Sarah
staring
Clark.
Right at me when you said it.
Well, because I'm talking to you on the show, you weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe you.
Mm-hmm. The new diversity in CBS may have to do with the awards. Going forward, 2022 maybe, all shows have to have diversity to be eligible for Emmys.
Oh.
So what? Whatever the reason, it's
whatever
good.
The reason, they're going 50% on all scripted, all unscripted shows on CBS now have to be at least 50% minorities.
Oh, Jesus, look at the time. We got to go.
Or non-white, I think they call it. Yeah, all right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Hump Day. Thank you so much for listening today. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and we do our very best to get your day kicked off right. So thanks for starting here. Don't forget, only a couple more days left to win that The Nest Home audio speaker at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock. Keep listening to Alice. You get all the info at that point.
Thanks again to all the veterans out there. Hopefully you go get that free meal or some way that people
yeah, the free
can show
coffee at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. The whole list is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Thanks to Scott Budman for stopping by today.
He was excellent today. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
As usual.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wednesday.
You mother.
Jesus.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.